All right, Steelers, Monday night, and getting ready for those guys on the injury list. Dorsey is out, and he's not going to be able to do anything. Also out is Brady Quinn. He has not been cleared for contact and been advised not to play Monday night, so he's going to be out. Maneri is limited as far as practice goes today. He's still nursing his ankle, but he's going to be out there doing something. Brady got back late last night and talked to him this morning and talked about his situation and kind of told me what the doctor had advised. And so we're going to err on the side of caution and to protect the football player. And so that's what it is. So Castle is going to be the starting quarterback, and Stanzi will be the backup. And so what we're doing is we're going to prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're a good football team in all areas, and we're going to have to play really good to win the game. So we're going to prepare to try to get that one done and do that. All right?
Where did Brady come from? Did he go see a specialist?
He went to see a doctor, yes. All right.
Maneri's the only other player on the injury list.
Yes.
Everybody else, Jamal and all those guys with the heads, and Jamal
all those, yeah, the neck and all that. I mean, they're sore, but they're going to practice. And so if they're practicing, you know, I'm not putting them on the injury list per se.
You said at one point during all this quarterback stuff that you would evaluate Stanzi and maybe think about playing him. Were you ever close to making that decision to put him in a game or start him in a game?
Oh, not yet. He's still improving. We're still working at him, and he's one play away, and I think he's excited about that possibility, and he's preparing every week like he's going to play. And so we'll see how the games go, and if he has to go in, he'll be ready to go in and do it.
What about the defensive game plan? How much influence are you going to have on that since you kind of stepped away from that role as defensive coordinator?
Well, as the defensive coordinator, you know, I've said all along that one of the reasons I felt like I could wear both hats is because of the people in that defensive room. Gary Gibbs, Emmett Thomas, you know, Anthony Pleasant, Otis Smith, Adam Zimmer. I have the utmost confidence in all those guys. And those guys were doing some of the legwork for me as the defensive coordinator when I was the defensive coordinator. So they're continuing to do the same legwork, but just Gary is now taking it over, and then he's going to call the game. So I think that there will be a smooth transition, as I mentioned. And I know those people in that room. That's why I wanted to be in that room with them, because they are good people and I like them a lot.
What's your new role with the offense? Have you been doing more with that side of the ball since?
Yes, I've been spending more time over there. And that was one of the reasons I stepped down from the defensive coordinator job, so that I could spend more time with the team, you know, talking to special teams coaches, special teams players, offensive coaches, offensive players, and so that I can have a presence, you know, throughout the team.
Are you learning anything over there?
You learn something new every day, you know, and so definitely I am, and I'm more aware about what's going on and maybe why things are happening. But like I said, the biggest thing is to give encouragement to those young players over there, to let them know that I'm for the whole team and not only for the defense.
You know Todd Haley so well. How does that change, if at all, the way you approach this game?
It doesn't change. You do your same game planning. You look at the opponent, see what they do, try to find their weaknesses, try to figure out what your strengths are, and then you put your plan together and try to take away some things that you know that they're going to do. And then it's up to your guys to go play. And if your guys play good, then you have a good chance.
You've prepared for the Pittsburgh's offense in the last couple of years.
I'm sure you've looked at, even though you're no longer the coordinator, I'm sure you've watched some tape of their offense this week. How are they different? Can you see that they're different in any way with Todd, what he's done?
Well, I think Todd has probably brought a little bit different passing game to them from a philosophical standpoint. As I think that they have said it themselves, that it's a dink and dunk offense a little. Not that it's dink and dunk. They go through the reads and progressions, and they take what's available. And some of the stuff that's been available has been the shorter passes. But they have really good ability, so they catch the ball short and run for a long ways with it, you know. And they haven't thrown the ball deep down the field as much as they did have done in the past, but they still have those capabilities of doing that.
Does in your time in the league, is there another quarterback you can think of that matches up with Roethlisberger and what he brings to them?
No, he is just one of those big, strong, physical guys in the pocket who's hard to bring down. He's got a good knack for moving to avoid the rush. He can pump people off their feet just with his pump. And then if he has to, he can pull the ball down and run with it, because he's done it against me before and actually won games with his feet and not only with his arm.
Romeo, Dexter McCluster is dropped or deflected a few passes, as you know, that have been intercepted by the other team. What's he doing wrong when it comes to catching the ball? Is there a common thread here?
Well, the thing about Dexter is he has this elbow that he's kind of working with, and I think that's part of the problem, because he can't get full extension, hasn't been able to get full extension on some of those balls that he's trying to catch over the middle. And so rather than catching them, we've been batting them up in the air. I think as his elbow gets better, I don't think that we'll see the ball, you know, go up in the air off his hands as much.
You haven't been getting many big plays from him. I know he's not the only one on offense who's not providing big plays. But why have you guys not been able to get anything more than what you've been getting out of him?
Well, Dexter, he tries very hard, and he gives you everything he's got, and his skill set involves a lot of quickness. Sometimes we're not able to get him open as much as we'd want to. Sometimes we don't have the time we need to get him the ball, you know, but once he gets the ball in his hands, he's an exciting player, and we need to get the ball in his hands, and we're trying to, you know, but it hasn't always stayed in his hands.
Is this the week Wiley gets in the uniform, you think?
Well, that's a possibility. We'll see how the week goes.
Well, with Javier being your number one corner, would he still return punts? Or?
Sure.
And Dexter, I know he. I assume he returned that punt against San Diego because Arenas was hurt.
Uh-huh.
Had he been doing some of that in practice?
Every day. He catches balls every day, and he doesn't let them hit the ground. And so I was surprised that one did hit the ground.
Romeo, you've spent a few years with Todd here in Kansas City. I mean, how much of an idea do you have of what he's going to do? I mean, does that help you? I mean, I know everybody knows everybody, but do you feel like you have an advantage spending some time with him, knowing what he's going to do?
Well, I know Todd. I don't know that it's an advantage, you know, and philosophically, you look at the tape and you get from the tape what they're going to try to do against your particular defense, you know, how they play against other 3-4 teams, what they try to do in the passing game, what they try to do in the running game. But Pittsburgh still has a resemblance of the Steelers of the past, you know, and Todd has just added a wrinkle here and there. He hasn't really changed the whole offense.
I guess he's familiar with you too, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how do you sort of counteract that, him knowing, you know, the personnel here and those types of things, or can you?
No, you can't. Because he knows what he knows, and then he's just going to try to anticipate what I would do. But the difference is that I'm not calling the defense, and so now he's got to try to figure out what Gary is going to do.
So, I'm sorry?
I just said it.
Okay. But he knows weaknesses of players. You know, he knows, like, what Matt Castle can do in camp, what Dwayne Bowe can do in camp. When you're head coach, you kind of know tendencies and things of guys. So do you save a couple wrinkles for this game that maybe would surprise somebody who knows this personnel?
you know what, if we had a different situation, you might say you'd save a wrinkle or two, but in our situation, we really can't afford to save any wrinkles. We got to do whatever we can, you know, to try to win a game.
You've banged heads with that organization a long time, mm-hmm. I think twice a year when you were in Cleveland. And your own owner has said that he really admires the Steelers and wants to build an organization like that. What do you think is the key to the Steelers' continued success?
Well, I mean, generally, when you look at good organizations, they got good people, you know, from top to bottom. And same thing with players. They got good players from top to bottom. And if you can maintain, you know, that continuity, getting the same kind of guys that fit your system, then you got a chance to be pretty decent.
What are you talking about continuity with when you've got a guy like Dick LeBeau and the kind of defense he plays? I mean, they're out there looking for players that other people don't even pay attention to.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Play linebacker, play the defensive line. You know, if you watch those guys play up front, they are not glorified, so to speak, but they are tough, physical guys who play their technique. They are going to be where they're supposed to be. They're going to take care of their responsibility. And then the other guys around them, you know, they kind of make the big plays. But when you try to run on those guys, you don't get much.
With these concussions that the quarterbacks are having, do the doctors give you any detail, or are you left trying to figure out who it's going to be from week to week to week?
Well, they're not cleared until they're cleared, you know, and so you have to wait. It's not anything you can do because the doctors themselves, they don't really know when the guy will be clear of concussion symptoms. And so they test him, and then when he's clear, you know, and he has no residual effects or shows no residual effects, then they can say, okay, you're cleared. And sometimes it's you're cleared to do light activity, and then it gets to the point where you're cleared for contact.
Bunch of Brady is not light activity, I suppose, because Monday he seemed to be pretty active in here.
He's cleared for light activity.
So he can do some individual stuff?
Yes.
Uh-huh.